August 6th, follow Christ in service and self-denial. Christ made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, Philippians 2:7. How many there are who accept Christ and apparently live a Christian life till their circumstances change. Perhaps they come into the possession of property. Thus God tests them to see if they will be wise stewards, but they fail to endure the proving. They use for self-gratification that which they should devote to feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. In want and distress, God's children are calling to him. Many are dying for want of the necessaries of life. There is a world to be warned. To us has been entrusted this work. At any cost, we must practice the truth. We are to stand as self-sacrificing minutemen, willing to suffer the loss of life itself, if need be, in the service of God. There is a great work to be done in a short time. Everyone who is finally crowned victor will, by noble, determined effort to serve God, have earned the right to be clothed with Christ's righteousness, to enter the crusade against Satan, bearing aloft the blood-stained banner of the cross of Christ. This is the duty of every Christian. The most difficult sermon to preach, and the hardest to practice, is self-denial. The greedy sinner, self, closes the door to the good which might be done, but which is not done because money is invested for selfish purposes. But it is impossible for anyone to retain the favor of God and enjoy communion with the Savior, and at the same time be indifferent to the interests of his fellow beings who have no life in Christ, who are perishing in their sins. Christ has left us a wonderful example of self-sacrifice. He pleased not himself, but spent his life in the service of others. He made sacrifices at every step, sacrifices which none of his followers can ever make, because they have never occupied the position he occupied before he came to this earth. He was commander of the heavenly host, but he came here to suffer for sinners. He was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that through his poverty we might be made rich. Because he loved us, he laid aside his glory and took upon him the form of a servant. He gave his life. What are we giving for him? As we follow him in the path of self-denial, lifting the cross and bearing it after him to his Father's throne, we shall reveal in our lives the beauty of the Christ life. At the altar of self-sacrifice, the appointed place of meeting between God and the soul, we receive from the hand of God the celestial torch which searches the heart, revealing the need of an abiding Christ. Review and Herald, January 31, 1907.